From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Hundreds of police officers have cleared out the park in New York City where Occupy Wall Street protesters have been camped for weeks. The raid came overnight as police in riot gear ordered the demonstrators to leave so the park could be cleaned.
All property, including pets and personal belongings, must be removed from the park immediately.
Most of the protesters complied, but about 70 did not and were arrested. The demonstrators have been told they can return later today, but they will not be allowed to bring back tents or sleeping bags. In Oakland, California, hundreds of protesters have returned to the newly cleaned plaza where they used to be camped. Police cleared away tents there Monday. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is warning lawmakers that the military would face what he calls devastating spending cuts if the Congressional Supercommittee fails to agree on steps to reduce the federal deficit by more than $1 trillion by next week. If there is no agreement, automatic spending cuts would take effect. Panetta and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee today. NPR's Rachel Martin says they're also likely to face questions about the security situation in Iraq once remaining U.S. combat troops are withdrawn by the end of next month.
Secretary Panetta and General Dempsey are in a tough spot. Earlier this year, U.S. military officials in Baghdad and Pentagon officials back in Washington were talking openly about what they said was a real threat that Iranian-backed militias could destabilize Iraq, and how Iraq doesn't have the air defenses needed to secure its own airspace. That was when there was still a chance Iraq would agree to keep U.S. troops beyond the December deadline. But those talks fell through, and last month, President Obama announced that all U.S. combat troops will leave Iraq at the end of this year. Congress will want to know what that means for Iraq and U.S. security interests in the region. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
The president travels to Australia today to discuss America's military posture there. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the trip is part of the president's commitment to re-engage with the Asia-Pacific region.
President Obama often argues that the U.S. has not devoted enough resources to Asia in the last decade. Over the weekend, he focused on expanding the U.S. economic footprint in the region. Now in Australia, he'll focus on military strategy, says White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
There are many important reasons for the United States military to have a robust role there. We are certainly interested in leveraging that role to strengthen our partnerships with our allies and friends in the region.
This is also an effort to balance China's growing strength in the region. After visiting the Australian cities of Canberra and Darwin, Mr. Obama will head to Bali, where he'll be the first U.S. president to attend the East Asia Summit. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Honolulu.
Activists in Syria say more than 50 people have been killed there over the past day. Jordan's king is calling for Syria's president to step down. This is NPR. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky is denying charges that he sexually abused boys over more than a decade. Sandusky telling the NBC News program Rock Center that any activities in a campus shower were just horseplay and not sexual. Sandusky is urging people to reserve judgment for now.
If somehow people could hang on until my attorney has a chance to fight, you know, for my innocence. That's about all I could ask right now. It's a huge challenge.
Sandusky is charged with abusing 8 boys. The New York Times is reporting that nearly 10 other suspected victims have come forward since Sandusky's arrest. The scandal led to the departure of Penn State's president and the firing of legendary head coach Joe Paterno. Stock prices are lower in Europe amid ongoing concern about Italy's debt situation. And NPR's Philip Reeves says there's also growing concern about the debt crisis spreading to France.
This crisis has already toppled a handful of governments and spread gloom across Europe. Now alarm bells are being rung for the French. Without wholesale reform, France could lose its coveted AAA credit rating, warns a new study of the Eurozone nations. Arguments are raging about how to avert disaster. This is Europe's toughest moment since the last World War, says Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel's calling for Europe to build a political union to underpin the euro. That means more Europe, not less, she says. What a contrast with David Cameron, Prime Minister of Britain, which is not in the single currency. Cameron says the crisis is an opportunity for a looser union.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.